Friday. Summary. It happened in a Bible study group. We talked about forgiveness. And I remember the face of a lady. She became nervous when we talked about this theme. And the more we talked about it, the more nervous she became. Afterwards, she stepped up to me. "Well, I'm for forgiveness, of course, and I'm willing to do so, but not with my sister. She has hurt me so much, she's the only one I will never forget." Is it like this, as Jesus has told you? Has Jesus said, forgive with the exception of your sister? No, he doesn't tell you this, don't he? Doesn't he? She has hurt me so much. We have agreed on a basis how to serve our sick mother, and then she did not act like this as we have made an agreement. No. And then there was all this conflict, and no. You are hurt if you do not forgive. Step up to her next week. Take flowers with you. It will help. Off she went. A week later, next Bible study group, the lady came again. She appeared in the doorway. Oh no, she hovered across the doorway. It seemed she had lost 10 kilos of weight. She was happy. One could see it in her face. "It worked!" she cried. "It worked! I went there. I presented the flowers. First I pressed the button. Then the door opened. My sister there. I couldn't say anything. It was, nothing came out of my mouth. But I just, like a gift of love, I presented the flowers to her. I could hardly see her face because of all the flowers. And then I saw the tears tickling down her cheeks. And then she opened her arms. We didn't say anything. We wept and wept and wept. How it was so good. I didn't even have to say I forgive you. I just presented the flowers. And it was it. And we wept and wept. And then I heard my sister saying, "I love you." And I heard my words, "I love you." And our relationship is restored. We love each other again. It's so good to be reconciled. Experience forgiveness. Oh, that's great. I've been so silly that I haven't done it beforehand. I could have had this experience years before. Why haven't I done that? Do you know pride? I'm not in debt. This one. She's the one. He has come to me first. Then I will see whether I will turn my stiff neck or not. The sooner the better. Restoring broken relationships is the best you can do for your quality of life. Come on, act. Go to Jesus first. Ask him for help. Ask him for his love. Start praying for this person. You will be a new person afterwards. Your rucksack will be thrown away. you will be freed of this load, which is so heavy. Start anew.